That's a familiar sound in Virginia Beach, a Navy jet taking off from Oceana Air Station. Because there's so much air traffic at the base, the Navy has considerable authority over what happens nearby. And that's coming into play right now as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story by Adrienne Marie Mayfield in the Southside Daily, an online publication in Virginia Beach. And it's a story basically about this kind of age-old problem. The Navy has Oceana Airfield there in Virginia Beach, and there's always concerns that development around Oceana will create a hazard. You know, as planes are coming in, they could crash, and there have been crashes around there. So there have been concerns about encroachment of development around the airfields.
Well, David, the Navy has held an easement for more than 30 years in the area around the base. What are they now telling the brewery owners?
The Navy is saying they're out of compliance. They're taking up too much space for the public and within their building, and then also having food trucks and so forth outside has created a situation that's gone beyond envisioned manufacturing of beer to an entertainment complex within 219 acres surrounding Oceana.
David, basically what it comes down to, the brewery owners say to compete, they need to draw a lot of people to their tap room. The Navy doesn't want that.
It's precisely what the Navy says that their easement is supposed to prevent.
The Navy's easement takes precedence over any local regulation or ordinance. In our next story, leaders of Hampton University were worried the school might lose some land to the widening of Interstate 64 and improvements in the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel, but apparently that won't be happening.
Right. This is a story by Jordan Pascal, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot. Anybody who's ever gone on 64 over to Virginia Beach knows you go through the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel, which is four lanes. There's talk of expanding that. That's a huge project. The original plans called for taking of some land right at Hampton University. It's a traditional black university that's hard up along the interstate, taking some of their land, including threatening the Emancipation Oak, which is supposedly the site of the first reading of the Emancipation Proclamation in the South. And this, of course, caught the attention of Hampton University.
It certainly did that. They called a news conference with 250 students and the pep band to speak out against it. And now the Virginia Department of Transportation says it won't be taking any of Hampton's land. And David, there is a history here that many people might not know about.
You know, when highways, interstate highways, were first built in the 50s and 60s, they kind of barreled through a lot of African-American communities. In fact, this happened in Hampton University. The Virginia Department of Transportation used eminent domain to take portions of Hampton University that were never used for transportation and later sold to private parties.
And with that in mind, VDOT says it'll find enough space in the median and along the outer edges of its right-of-way. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.